You're listening to SBS News.
Amnesty International says Russia's relentless shelling of the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv with cluster munitions and scatterable landmines amounts to a war crime that indiscriminately killed hundreds of civilians. Amnesty research consultant Jean-Baptiste Gaillupin says the attacks were devastating.
Many of these strikes were launched using cluster munitions, which are widely banned, as well as other indiscriminate weapons such as artillery shells and rockets and scatterable landmines, which are indiscriminate when used in urban areas. And such indiscriminate attacks, when they result in civilian death and injuries, as well as the destruction of civilian objects, are war crimes.
Russia's defense ministry didn't respond to requests for comment on the Amnesty report. In the past, Russia has denied targeting civilians and accused Ukraine of faking evidence of war crimes. Neither Russia nor Ukraine is a signatory to an international agreement that bans cluster munitions. But the use of such weapons is still a war crime if it's indiscriminate and kills or harms civilians. Mr. Gaillupin added that Ukrainian forces were not blameless.
What we found in the context of this report was that Ukrainian forces often operated in residential neighborhoods, positioning, for instance, pieces of artillery in close proximity to residential buildings, and that in doing so, they violated international humanitarian law and they attracted Russian fire and therefore endangering civilians. It's very important to emphasize, though, that this in no way justifies the relentless indiscriminate shelling of the city by Russian forces.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian investigators have exhumed seven bodies from two makeshift graves in a forest near Kyiv. It's the latest mass grave found 2 months after Russian forces withdrew from the area surrounding Ukraine's capital. The corpses were found less than 10 kilometers from the town of Bucha, where mass graves, which Ukraine said contained more than 400 bodies, were found in April, drawing widespread international condemnation. The head of Kyiv Regional Police, Andrei Nebitov, says it would take time to clearly identify the corpses because of their state of decomposition.
The first makeshift grave was already inspected by the experts. It is a man, approximately 40 years of age, in plain clothes. He has two injuries. He was shot in the knee with a gun. The second shot was into his temple. In the second makeshift grave, there is another body of a man. He has injuries in the knee and was also shot in the head. According to the preliminary investigation given by investigators, there are bodies of three more people in the makeshift grave. At the moment, we don't know their sex and their cause of death.
An airstrike has hit a residential area in Bakhmut in the Donetsk region. Three apartment blocks and several other structures were damaged, according to the report, and three people were injured. An ambulance was also hit. This local resident, Oksana Solotok, was furious and worried about the future.
Putin's bastards. When will the bitch be satisfied? Where should I go? Where will I sleep at night? And it isn't clear whether there will be more shelling, whether there will be more bangs at night. People are afraid to sleep at night here.
Meanwhile, Russian forces have tightened their grip on the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk and cut off the last routes for evacuating citizens. The move echoes the Russian assault on Mariupol last month. Officials say all bridges out of the city have been destroyed, making it impossible to bring in humanitarian cargoes or evacuate citizens. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it is a simply terrifying situation and the human cost of the conflict has been very high. Alan Lee, SBS News.